虽然我们眼不能够看见你，但是借着你所造的万物，让我们明明可知你是存在的。
Lord, we thank thee, although we don't see thee through thy creations, we know thy existence.
哇，你是伟大的真神。
Thou art the greatest God.
你是我们万物的主宰。
Thou art the master of the universe.
你是万福的来源。
Thou art the source of everything.
主啊，唯有找到你，我们人生才能够真正的幸福。
Lord, we found thee.Then we will, and our life is best.
主啊，求你带领我晚上的布道会。
May the Lord guide this evening's evangelical service.
开我们的心门。
May the Lord open our hearts and eyes.
让我们能够从你的话语当中来认识你。
So we can know thee, from thy words.
主啊，求你打开我们心门。
Once again,
让我们能够迎接你，做我们人生的主宰。
May the Lord open the door of our hearts so we can receive thee.
主啊，愿你的平安喜乐充满在我们当中。
May thy peace and joy be with us always.
求你亲自祝福每一位来参加的朋友、弟兄姐妹。
May the Lord bless all the friends, brothers and sisters.
阿们。
阿们。
请坐。
Please be seated.
今天晚上我们要请叶文泉传道来这里证道。
This evening we're going to call upon Pastor 文泉叶 to testify.
在证道之前，我们要请圣何西的唱诗班的献诗。
Prior to his testimony, I would like to call upon the choir of St. Jose Church to present. Good evening, brothers and sisters and friends.
现在要奉主耶稣的圣名来开始证道。
Name Lord Jesus Christ.I testify.
我们先翻开圣经诗篇145篇。
Let's refer to the scroll of Psalm 145.
诗篇145篇。
Psalm 145.
145篇的第一节
Verse 1
诗篇145篇第一
Psalm 145 verse 1。
我的神我的王啊，我要尊崇你，我要永永远远称颂你的名。第二
Verse 2
我要天天称颂你，也要永永远远赞美你的名。第三
3
神本为大，该受大赞美，其大无法测度。第四
，Four，
这一代要对那一代颂赞你的作为，也要传扬你的大能。第五
，Verse Five，
我要默念你威严的尊荣和你奇妙的作为。第六
，Verse Six，
人要传说你可畏之事的能力，我也要传扬你的大德。第七
，Verse Seven。
你们纪念他们纪念你的大恩，就要传出来，并要歌唱你的公义。第八
，Verse Eight，
神有恩惠，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，大有慈爱。第九
，Verse Nine，
神善待万民，他的慈悲覆庇他一切所造的。第十
，Ten，
神啊，你一切所造的都要称谢你，你的圣名也要称颂你。十一
，Verse Eleven，
传说你国的荣耀，谈论你的大能。好叫世人知道你大能的作为，并你国度威严的荣耀。十三
，thirteen，
你的国是永远的国，你执掌的权柄存到万代。这篇诗歌呢，读起来非常的好。
This is a very beautiful poetry。
意思说这个。传扬神的能力神的大作为
is to proclaim the great works of God.
所以我所敬拜的神还有所侍奉神今天晚上要我来这边传扬他的大作为。
But the Lord whom I worship and serve sent me here, to proclaim his great works.
当然人们对神有各种不同的定义。
Man defines God in different ways.
有的人认为什么都是神。
Some people believe everything is God.
有的人认为啊，他说敬拜的伟人啊是神。
Someone worship the heroes.
有的人认为啊，释迦牟尼是神。
Someone worship Sakyamuni as Buddha.
有的人认为穆罕默德啊是神。
Someone also recognize Prophet Muhammad as a god.
有的人认为啊，自己就是神呢、啊。
Some people claim that he is God.
因为他不相信有神呢、啊，但是呢，他也要找一位神呢、啊，那就把自己当成是神。
He didn't believe in any god, but he made himself a god.
那不管人的定义怎么样。
No matter how man defines God.
啊，晚上呢，我要称颂啊，来传扬我所侍奉的这位神。
But I'm going to praise the Lord whom I serve and worship.
我们请看耶利米书第十章。
Let's refer to Jeremiah.
耶利米书第十章的第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10.
耶利米书第十章第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10.
唯独耶和华是真神，是活神，是永远的王。他一发怒，大地震动；他一恼怒，列国都担当不起。
But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. And his wrath, the earth will tremble.And the nations will not be able to abide his indignation.
啊，到请看十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
神用能力创造大地，用智慧建立世界，用聪明铺张穹苍。
He has made the earth by his power, he has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens at his discretion.
啊，第十节呢提到唯有主啊是真神。
Verse 10 records that, but the Lord is the true God.
啊，这边提到一个真神。
In this sentence, in this line, the word true is used.
那当然呢、啊，我们所用的字啊，人类所用的字啊，有时候都是相对的，有真就有假。
Of course, there's relative. There's God, there's true, and there's also false.
那当然
or fake.
有的人会问啊，那其他的神是假神吗？
Are the other gods, false gods?
那为什么假神呢、啊？人们还是一直在敬拜。
If these are the fake gods, why the others still worship them?
那、大家都知道，在20世纪初的时候啊。
We all know that at the beginning of 20th century.
啊，有位摄影家他发布了一张照片。
There was a photographer published a picture.
那张照片呢，就是有一只大水怪啊，出现在湖的中央。
There is a monster appeared in the lake.
所以很多人呢、啊、就开始寻找那只大水怪。
Many people try to look for that monster.
可是经过一年两年呢、啊，十年已经过去了，二十年过去了，三十年已经过去了，大家还是找不到那只大水怪。
Years went by, decades also went by. Still nobody could find this monster.
甚至于半个世纪已经过去了。
Even half a century had gone.
啊，经过六十年以后
，60 years later，
这位摄影家他才自己承认了，说那张照片是他伪造的。
Then the photographer admitted that or confessed that he actually fake the monster。
根本呢没有水怪这个事情啊。
There was no such monster。
是他把一个玩具的潜水艇啊，上面再套一个那头，然后就啊放在水塘旁边就拍照。
And he tried to fake something, so put all the parts together and tried to fake the monster.
我相信很多人呢看到这个水怪的照片。
I believe many people saw that picture.
那你可以看到水怪的头啊不是很清楚。
The head of the monster was unclear.
虽然是经过那个作者啊摄影家他承认那张照片是他伪造的。
Even the photographer admitted that or confessed that he faked the monster.
可是湖中啊出现一只大水怪，这个观念已经深植在人的心目中。
But this monster was deeply rooted in people's heart or people's mind.
虽然很多人已经知道那张照片是假的。
Although many people knew that, know that the monster was fake.
到今天为止还有很多人呢去寻找那只大水怪。
Still many people try to look for the monster.
当然是找不到。
Of course, they couldn't find the monster.
但是他们还是要继续找。
Still people try to look.
所以你就想想为什么假神照他知道假神还是有人会敬拜。
By the same token, now we can understand that why people still worship the false god.
那这边提到我有一位神啊是真神。
The Bible says that the Lord is the true God.
那他还是活神。
He is a living God.
啊，活神就是会思想啊，会思考啊。
The living God can think.
好像你我一样会思考，会动的。
Just like you and I, we're alive.
所以可见，相对的假神就是不会动。
Of course, and relatively, the contrary, a false God cannot move.
好，那这位神呢？啊，十二节啊。
I stated in verse 12.
他说他用能力啊创造大地，用智慧建立世界，用聪明铺张穹苍。
He has made out the earth by his power, has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens at his discretion.
那我们都读了很多书啊。
We study a lot of books.
那这边啊，我们称为湾区。是西谷啊。
The so-called the Bay Area, the Silicon Valley.
啊，这边呢有很多的啊有学问的人。
A lot of learned people.
还有很多能力啊聪明的人。
A lot of clever people, smart people.
所以啊，都读了很多书，看了很多书。
Of course, they study a lot of books.
可是我们想想哈，有没有任何一本书啊？记载他们的神用能力创造大地，用智慧建立世界，用聪明铺张穹苍呢
？Any of their papers or books ever stated that God has made the earth by His power, established the world by His wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens at His discretion?
那只有这本圣经呢，记载神啊，有一位神用能力创造大地，用智慧啊建立世界，用聪明铺张穹苍。
Only the Bible records that.The Lord has made the earth by His power, has established the world by His wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens at His discretion.
那十二节我们可以看到有三个名词啊，就是能力啊、智慧、聪明。
And in verse 12, we notice there are three things: power, wisdom, and discretion.
Yeah. 那这三个少一个都不可以。
It cannot be in the language of any of these items.
有能力没有智慧没有聪明没有用。
A power without wisdom, nothing can be done.
那人类这个宇宙大地啊就不能够形成，人类也不能够生存。
The universe cannot be created and man cannot survive.
那有智慧没有聪明没有能力这个更是办不成。
And of course, only a wisdom without power and discretion, nothing can be done.
那圣经曾经记载说
The Bible records that.
就这位创造主啊，他自己说啊，唯独我自己啊，铺张穹苍。
And the Bible says that only the Lord claimed that He established the universe. He stretched out the heavens.
他自己说，当我铺张大地的时候，谁与我同在呢
？And who's with me when I stretch out the heavens?
所以我们可以从这句话要知道一件事情。
So we can learn from this statement.
神只有一位。
There's only one God.
那这句话呢，对我们现在的人来讲啊，是可以很容易了解的。
To the modern people, it's very easy to understand to comprehend.
那为什么我说很容易了解
？Why it is so easy to comprehend?
因为一个国家只有一位总统啊。
In the country, there's only one president.
一个公司只有一位董事长。
In the company, there's only one chairman and CEO.
一个国家不可能出现两位元首、两位总统。
A country cannot have two presidents.
所以神呢，哎，是只有一位啊，不可能有两位。
That's only just one God, one true God. It cannot be two true God.
那么，只要是有很多神的话，那些神要怎么办呢
？If there are so many gods, what are they going to do?
那一定有一位神呢，比那些神呢更高。
There should be just only one God, mightier and more superior than the other gods.
那既然那位神比其他的更高、更有聪明、更有智慧的，那其他的我们就不用去管他。
Since there's only one true God, more superior and more mightier than the other gods, so we can simply ignore the other gods.
当人们所找的一定是那位最有能力的那一位。
Of course, man should search for the mightiest one.
那我们下面看这位神他怎么样来创造世界呢？
So now, let's take a close look. How did God create the heaven and earth? How did God create the world?
我们请看创世纪第一章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
说得很清楚啊，神创造天地。
It stated very clearly that God created the heavens and the earth.
那本来地是空虚混沌。
The earth was without form and void.
啊，渊面呢黑暗。
And darkness was on the face of the deep.
那神的灵运行在水面上。
And the Spirit of God was hovering up over the face of the waters.
神的灵运行在水面上，所以水那就很特别的。
The Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters, then the waters are very different.
因为神的灵运行在水面上，所以水的本身呢，就是一个神迹。
So the water itself is a miracle.
我们看水的组成化学分子啊，是两个氢一个氧。
So we know the compound of water is H2O.
也说他想想说氢跟氧啊都是很容易燃烧的东西。
And we know that hydrogen and oxygen are easy to burn. Are fast to burn.
我们空气中有 21% 啊是氧。
So in the air, about 21% is oxygen.
假如多有 21% 的话会变成怎么样呢？超过 21%、oh,
So if it exceeds 21% of oxygen, what is going to be happen?
那你人体啊就好像是想要燃烧一样啊。
And the human body is going to burn, is going to burn up.
可是两个氢一个氧放在一起呢。
However, if we try to combine two hydrogen and one oxygen together,
它就能够灭火。
And it will be able to quench the fire.
我们有时候那书本啊教导我们。
The book teaches that.
那比如说你家要发生小火灾的话
，If there is a fire in your house，
那就赶快用棉被啊把那个火盖住。
You can use the cotton blanket to cover up the fire。
那为什么用火棉被盖住那个火会被熄灭呢
？Why we use the blanket to quench the fire？
因为它没有氧
fire,、
它没有氧，那个火就会灭掉。
If without oxygen, the fire will be put out。
所以氧啊是助燃的。
And the oxygen will burn by itself.
可是很奇妙，两个氢一个氧放在一起的话，它就能够灭火。
But wonderfully, if the combination of the two hydrogen and one oxygen, it will be able to put out fire.
98% 的水啊，是被放在海洋里。
98% of the waters are in the ocean.
那我们知道海洋的水啊，非常的咸啊。
We know the sea water, the ocean water is very salty.
那人啊不能够吃海洋的水啊。
Man cannot drink, the sea water.
可是很奇妙的。
But wonderfully,
因为神说啊神的灵运行在水面上。
The Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water.
所以我们人类怎么来吸取海洋的水呢
?And how can man use, the ocean water?
啊就是这位造物主呢他很用奇妙的方法。
And the Lord used a very wonderful way.
就让海水啊啊蒸发变成天上的云。
So the water, evaporates, the water vaporizes and becomes the cloud.
然后云呢再利用风啊把它吹到我们面路。
And the Lord used the wind to blow the cloud.
然后呢下雨啊那个水啊就没有盐分了。
And it becomes rain, then it has no salt in the water.
就是那么奇妙。
This is so wonderful.
大家不晓得有没有注意到
Have you ever noticed?
在厨房的时候啊装满一杯水。
If you put a cup of water, a glass of water in the kitchen,
满满的一杯水。
It's a full glass of water.
难道你再倒满满的一杯那糖
?And you pour a full glass of sugar in the same amount.
那这时候我没有想说啊一杯水跟一杯糖加起来是两杯啊。
And now, of course, we can do a mathematical calculation. It's one cup, the one glass of water and one glass of sugar together, there are two cups.
但是当你把一杯的糖倒入那一杯水的时候，
if you pour one glass of water, sugar in the same amount of water,
我们想是两杯水。
And you thought that there are two glasses of water.
但事实上你倒进去的时候还是一杯水啊，它不会搬出来。
But when you pour the sugars in the cup, it still becomes one glass.
那因为水啊把糖啊完全吸收了。
Because the water dissolves the sugar.
所以水的吸收性很强啊。
So water is strong in absorption.
所以当水在我们人体里面的时候。
So when the water is inside our body,
它就可以吸收很多的养分。
You'll be able to absorbmany nutrients.
我们吃蔬菜，
we eat vegetable.
我们吃肉，
or we consume meat.
然后就被水吸收，
and it's absorbed by water.
然后因为水要表面张力，
the water has the power, surface power.
然后用表面张力呢，再把水呢，用水把它传送到我们身体的每一个器官。
And since the water has the pressure, they will be able to send to the other parts of the body.
所以神的灵运行在水面上，水啊是一个很奇妙的东西。
The Spirit of God was hovering from over the face of the waters. This is indeed so wonderful.
那谁叫他这样子的？就神呢、
Only God make them so.
好，我们再看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
啊，神说要光，就有了光。第四节。
Then God said,
神看光是好的，就把光暗分开的。
And then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that was good.
啊，光的速度啊非常快。
The speed of light is fast.
当我这句话还没讲完的时候啊，这个光啊，一秒钟之内啊，已经从那、西岸到东岸呢、将跑了62趟。
Even before I complete this statement, the speed of light has been traveling back and forth between East Coast and West Coast 62 times.
假如有人用光速来行走的话
，If you can travel in the light speed.
我这句话还没讲完，他已经从月亮呢，从月球已经到我的面前了。
Even before I complete this statement, he has already traveled from the moon to the earth.
那我们看看圣经说啊，神就是光啊。
The Bible says that God is light.
说神他创造光。
And God created the light.
非常快啊。
It was in a very high speed.
我们经常说啊，神创造宇宙大地。
God, we also mentioned about God created the earth.
这边所说的是圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us so.
啊，宇宙是包含在空间上是包含过去、未来、现在。
The entire universe includes the past, present, and the future.
所以它是一个永恒的。
Therefore, it is eternal.
那我们现在的时间来讲，简直。看起来是一瞬之间而已的。
Just like a blink.
啊，神看光是好的。
God saw the light that it was good.
啊，把光暗分开。
And he divided the light from the darkness.
好，第五节。
Verse 5.
神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上，有早晨，这是第一天。
God called the light day and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day.
再看第八节。
Verse 8.
神称空气为天，有晚上，有早晨。
Then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst." 八节呢？
第八节。
I'm sorry, verse 8. And God called the firmament heaven, so the evening and the morning were the second day.
再请看十三节。
Let's skip to verse 13.
有晚上，有早晨，这是第三日。
So the evening and the morning were the third day.
啊，从这边开始一直到25节呢，全部出现有晚上，有早晨。
We continue to read until verse 25, we see the same statements are repeated. So the evening and the morning.
那就神叫他这样子。
This is how God, had created.
只要除了光的话，只要白天呢，那我们人会很辛苦啊。
If there's only, it's only daytime, man cannot bear.
那么人就不用睡觉，不用休息。
A man doesn't have to sleep. Man don't even have to sleep if there's only days.
所以神创造晚上也有白天。
So God create night and day.
这是神的爱呀。
It is the love of God.
神要让人们可以休息。
So the people can take a rest.
那我们人们呢，白天要出去工作。
So people work during daytime.
晚上就休息。
And they rest at night.
那晚上我们休息时间呢？
So the time of our rest.
那晚上天下就变成动物的天下。
And so the nighttime becomes the animal world.
所以诗篇104篇就说。
Therefore the Psalm 104 says that.
那个动物呢，就是利用晚上时间呢去寻找食物。
The animal use their night hours or the night time to seek for food.
那当然现在有一些动物啊也是晚上出去的。
There's still, of course, there's still animals, working at night.
我们晚上啊不要啊随便出去啊会被动物咬伤。
Since there's still animals, outside at night, we have to be very careful not to be hurt, by those animals.
啊尽量留在家里啊除非要来晚间的聚会啊那要来教会参加聚会。
It's better to stay home unless, you have to come to attend services.
那现在有人呢人面兽心呢
there are some, people behave like beasts.
啊脸啊是人的脸可是心啊是兽的心。
They have human faces, but, their hearts are like a beast.
所以他还是野兽啊。
They are wild animals.
意思说晚上有很多坏人呢。
There are a lot of bad guys at night.
所以白天我们出去做工。
So we work during daytime.
晚上在家里休息。
And we rest, at night.
那晚上是动物的天下。
The nighttime, is the animal world.
那神说啊有晚上有早晨。
So God said, the evening and the morning.
当然这是要纪念啊神的创造的恩典呢。
We ought to remember, the grace of creation.
也是要纪念神救赎的恩典。
We should remember, the redemption of God.
我们以前呢是在黑暗当中呢。
We used to live in darkness.
现在神呢把我们带到光明里。
Now the Lord bring us into brightness. Bring us into the light.
我们再请看那第七节。
Let's read verse 7 of Genesis chapter 1.
神就造出空气，将空气以下的水、空气以上的水分开了，事就这样成了。
Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters and which were above the firmament and it was so.
第九节。
Verse 9.
神说天下的水要聚在一处使旱地落出来事就这样成了。
And so God put the firmament heavens that God let the waters under heavens be gathered together into the place and the dry land appear and it was so.
十一节的最后一句。
The last portion of verse 11.
事就这样成了。
And it was so.
十五节的最后一句。
The last portion of verse 15.
事就这样成了。
It was so.
神啊创造宇宙大地。
God created, the heaven and earth.
使蔬菜发生生长。
So the vegetable will grow.
还有他创造这些动物。
He also created all the animals.
他这样一说呢事就这样成了。
After God make the statement,And it was so.
我们当中哪一个人有把握说他这样一说事就这样成了。
And can anyone of us, make a statement and it is so.
我们在这边呢很幸福的。
We are very, blessed.
这个南部地区啊他们经常要遭受台风啊这些 hurricane, 这些tornado 的风险。
Living in this area is indeed a blessing. However, the people live in the south, will have to face a lot of natural disasters.Like Hurricane.
我因为负担那天马教会的关系啊，所以我亲眼看到啊。
Since I attended the Tampa Church, so I personally witnessed.
我出去访问的时候
，When I was visiting outside,
我在问一位执事啊，说：“哎，这边的屋顶啊，怎么都变成蓝色的呢？”
I asked the deacon, "How come the roof?" Turn to blue color.
他说不是蓝色。
And in reply, he said that the roof was not painted.
是屋顶啊被吹了。
It was blown out by the wind.
没有屋顶啊暂时用那个蓝色的塑胶布啊把它遮盖起来。
Says the roof was ripped off, so they used, the blue canvas cloth to cover it.
非常可怜啊。
It was very pitiful.
那我们知道那个人Tornado 它要来啊。
So we know that before the tornado arrives.
我们知道 Hurricane 要来。
And we also know, the arrivals of Hurricane.
没有人希望它来啊。
Of course, no one wants the hurricane or tornado to come.
那有谁有办法说，哎，你不要来，哎，事就这样成了，他就不来的。
So can anyone stop the coming of a hurricane or tornado? And it is so.
东南亚的海啸发生的时候。
When the storm happens in Southeast Asia.
啊，毁灭了好几十万人。
And so the water destroyed killed 100,000 people.
有没有人有办法说，哎，不要来啊，事就这样成了，哎，他都
停止不来了。Anybody can prevent that to be happen, and it is so.
没有办法。
Nobody.
只有神他才有办法。
And only God can do that.
所以神他创造这些星球，这些宇宙。
God created, the heavens.
他命地就地。
And he stretched out them in the heaven.
啊，他用命令的，啊，用吩咐的。
And God gave orders and commands.
然后事就这样成了。
And it was so.
好，再来看那第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
神称旱地为地，称水的居住为海，神看着是好的。
And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of their waters, he called seas, and God saw that it was good.
请看十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
神看着是好的。
And God saw that it was good.
十八节
，verse 18，
神看的是好的。
The last portion, and God saw it was good.
二十一节
，verse 21，
最后一句
，the last portion，
神看的是好的。
And God saw that it was good.
神看自己所创造的一切都很好。
And God saw that everything He created was good.
神创造了一次就完成了。
God, the creation of God was completed once, but only once.
地球跟太阳的距离。
The distance between the sun and the earth.
神不用去实验。
God didn't have to make a test.
一次就完成。
It completed in just in one creation.
地球跟太阳的距离啊。
The distance between the sun and the earth.
9,300,000 miles.
More than 9 million miles.
刚刚好。
And it's just exact.
一次就完成。
It's completed
in one creation. 因为神看的是好的。
Because God saw that it was good.
他不用实验。
He didn't have to go through a lot of testing.
我们人呢，要经过很多次的实验呢。
Man has to go through a lot of testings.
我们看那个飞机在天上飞啊。
Take a look at the plane flying in the sky.
经过几次的实验。
It has to go through, the manufacturer has to go through a lot of testing.
我们看，我们在吃这个药物啊。
For instance, the pills or the medicines, we take.
也是很多的实验才造成的。
You have to go to a lot of experiments before it can be prescribed.
可是神呢，他看的是好的，一次就解决了。
But God, look, it was good, so His creation was completed only just once.
因为他是用智慧、用聪明造的。
He used His own wisdom to create.
那神的造人呢
？So, by the same token, the creation of man.
那神用尘土造人。
God used dust to create man.
造好以后。
So after his creation,
再把男人肋骨拿出一根来造一个女人。
And God took a rib from man and created a woman.
也是一次就完成。
It was completed in one creation.
神看的是好的。
Because God saw it was good. So it was good.
那我们想想，假如神看的是不好的，不要重复一直试验。
If God saw that it's no good and he had to repeatedly go through the creation.
他出一根肋骨造一个女人，看的不好，哎，鼻太扁了。
If he created a woman using a rib and said that it was not good, because the woman had nose and destroyed
it,
and took another rib and make another creation, the eyes are too small, and destroyed
it.
And if God kept on, put out the ribs, at the end, the man with no ribs. But in the eyes of God created only once and it was good.
看的是好的。
He saw that it was good.
那么神怎么有办法创造出这样的宇宙大地，创造出这样的人呢
？And how did God create the heaven and earth, including man?
我们本身呢也是一样，也是一件很奇妙的工程。
The creation of man is also a very wonderful project.
那神怎么有这种